What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846-4CA.
Now, this is an important story. I mentioned yesterday we're going to get an update on this. We've got, we're almost the world leaders in stolen cars per capita in this city of ours. It is just obscene. Just going back, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? There were 20 cars stolen from people in this city in one weekend. 20 stolen cars. They were littering the highway everywhere. We've just got the most active little grubs anywhere per capita almost in the world, you'd imagine. They are just absolutely ceaseless in their efforts to make our lives a misery. Is anything effective being done by the juvenile justice system to stop it? Nothing. Nothing. Only encouragement in my view, but that's my view. Let's move on to another matter. Now, this is what we heard about the last couple of days. It could be part of the answer. A trial subsidising 20,000 secondary engine immobilisers in Queensland youth crime hotspots will be used to campaign to make the technology mandatory in new cars. Now, straight away it goes to car owners in Townsville, Cairns and Mount Isa. Because we're on the front line of this nightmare, will soon be eligible for $500 vouchers to put towards having the devices installed in their cars after the state government announced the $10 million initiative. Now, the trial comes after years of campaigning by Queensland Police Union President. This is Ian Leavers. He's the union president, Ian Leavers, and he's been front and centre in this battle. We've talked to Ian on numerous occasions over the years. Eligible residents, please listen, in those areas, and we're included in these areas, those residents will be able to apply for vouchers next month. And Ian said he looked around the world at what was available in secondary engine immobiliser technology while working towards the trial. He's been into this up to his neck from the beginning. He's on the line now, President and Chief Executive, Queensland Police Union. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And we just had Martin say good day to Ian when you get on the line, but I think you probably heard him.
Yeah, mate, he does a good job up there, mate, which is great. Good guy.
Let's go to these immobilisers. Just fundamentally, in language we've got access to, Ian, how do they work?
Well, John, it's a secondary device. So what it is, about 20 years ago, it was mandated with the Australian design regulations and rules that all cars coming into the country had to have immobilisers. That's why it is the way it is now. But what happened is we've seen the young criminals, grubs, take advantage of this, and they're taking the keys and taking the car. Mm-hmm. Now, there is technology across the world, and I've actually got on the COAG agenda for the Commonwealth Government. I think they should change these Australian design rules to mandate that remote engine immobilisers be part of what is required for all new cars coming into the country. But that's going to be a long process,
yeah,
John. So
exactly.
This is a secondary issue. Looking at secondary devices, I work with an economist. I presented the figures to government, and I looked at the pressure points. There's no secret. It's Townsville, Cairns and Mount Isa, and I've campaigned to try and get this because there's a lot of ordinary battlers out there. They can't afford this huge expense, and if we can assist them to prevent their car being stolen, so if one of these little grubs goes and takes the keys with the secondary device, they can't start the car, and the car will be disabled. Mm. So it's a deterrent. Where they've been fitted, it has worked, and it is an option. I hope to be able to look at the data afterwards, and if it's a great success, continue to roll it around. Now, I've seen both sides, but John, I'm passionate about, protecting decent people in the community and making it harder for these crims to go about doing their job.
Mm. I'm glad you called them criminals. That's what they are. The fact that they're 13 and 14 and 15 to me is irrelevant. The misery they're causing is beyond words. Now, can I ask you about the $500? How far does that go, these $500 vouchers? How much of the cost would that cover?
Well, for some people, it'll be nothing. It depends on what type of device, because there are so many on the market. For some people, it won't cost anything. And if people want a higher-end product, it's going to cost them a bit. But it's a start, and it's an opportunity to be able to give people the chance to be able to get these secondary devices fitted. So I'm looking at the with the glass half full, John, that we can assist people. Yeah. And I hope that in time the insurance companies come on board and recognise the worth and discount insurance policies again. Because what we did see, John, was when the immobilisers were mandated in cars, we saw a massive reduction in car theft in the early zeros. Because I remember in the late 80s, the early 90s, the Commodores and Falcons, they were getting stolen with a screwdriver and a dipstick every day of the week.
Yeah.
And it was a real problem then. And we're going through that phase again. So it's about more deterrence and giving people the opportunity, especially battlers, giving them an opportunity to go and get a voucher and get a device to protect them. Because even if their car's worth $3,000 or $5,000, John, if they're going to work and they've got a family, that is worth a fortune to them. And without that car, they're financially destitute. It affects them, their employment and their families. That's just not fair. So I'm trying to get the opportunities out there to battlers within Queensland to protect them from these young crims and to make it harder for them, John, because as you said before, whether they're 14 or 15, they know right from wrong, John, and when they steal cars and they commit these violent offences, you can't tell me they don't know right from wrong, and they need to be treated accordingly. And I've said they should be treated. They want to commit adult crimes, they should do adult time, John, and we could talk about the judiciary every day of the week, John, but they're lacking, as we know. But I just want an opportunity to help people out, and I've based it on work with an economist, and I'm glad the government, it's a $10 million investment, and I look forward to seeing the results.
Now, you work with an economist. I'm going to ask you a question and make you wish you'd worked with a mechanic. How are they fitted?
Oh, John, the auto electricians are, it's got to be an authorised installer who does it, but auto electricians will be able to do so. That is their trade, and they're put into the cars depending upon the devices, so people won't be readily able to disconnect them.
Into the cabin?
Yeah, into the cabin, and obviously some wiring would go into the engine bay.
Yeah.
But to be honest, John, the further details, mate, I'm not mechanically minded, but I do know that these devices have been a great success where used, John, and I just think, you know, you don't want it to be too much, but you just want to have another deterrent and make it harder for these criminals who are causing mayhem within the community. I make no mistake that I was passionate about having this role there in the north and the west of Queensland.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, because you kept in touch all the time, because you ring in. When we put a call through, you come to the phone so readily, and we really appreciate that up here. So you're very much up to date on our nightmare. Can I just ask you about the $10 million? I know this is probably a little bit confusing, given there's, what are they, $500 vouchers. How many will go out in $10 million? Your mathematics is up to that?
I think it's,
have you got your mobile phone calculator?
Yeah, it's 20,000 because I think there's 9,000 for Cairns, 1,000 for Mount Isa,
and 10,000. It says 20,000, yeah.
But they're going to look at also those people who've been vulnerable and victims of having their car stolen in the past. Two or 3,000 of those vouchers are going to be made available to them. So that is really important. We're trying to look after victims because often, John, victims are the last people who were ever thought of in our society. It's only the criminals who get special attention. And I want to look after victims and look after people from not being victims into the future, John. So I'm trying to be proactive, and I've heard some naysayers, John, but I'm always trying to look for solutions, and we need to look for technology, and we should use technology to its fullest, John, and that's how I think.
Well, I've got you there briefly. The Queensland Police Service poaching 300 officers from overseas and 100 more from interstate as it grapples with the recruiting crisis. Now, we were hoping there were going to be an extra, I don't know, several hundred. In fact, it's gone backwards 60. I think the net figure's about 60 down on where we were last year. So it's becoming quite a crisis. We're short of police on the beat. These efforts to lure them from wherever, overseas and whatever, are they going to be successful in your view, Ian?
Look, I believe they will, John, and look, I've worked on this, and I'd like to, if it was just a recruiting crisis in Queensland, we could identify, but it's not, John. It's the entire country, as well as New Zealand, and so I have worked, and to get these bonuses and incentives, if we can get police who are good police in other states and New Zealand and probably the UK and give a financial incentive for them to come to Queensland. They're already trained. They only need to be upskilled. And that is a real bonus for us. And why wouldn't you want to come to Queensland? There's nowhere else in this country I'd rather live.
Exactly.
Great opportunity. Wages are better. They're better than New Zealand. They're better than the UK. It's a great opportunity. And so we're doing all we can to try and get that because the money is there to put the people on, but we just can't get the recruits. And I raised an issue. We can't conscript people to join the police, but it just hasn't become attractive since COVID. Because police had their role to play, and we've got to do as we're told to a fair point when it comes to enforcing the law. And with some of the way some police were treated, it just is not an attractive opportunity anymore. But there is a labour shortage across all other industries of health as well, John. So it's a real challenge, but if I can get people to come to Queensland from other states and other countries, come here, there's a job for you, and you can certainly help us. And I think it'd be a great opportunity.
Excellent update as always, Ian Leavis. Thank you.
Thank you, John, and thanks for your support.
That's Ian Leavis, President and Chief Executive, Queensland Police Union.